The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Damn, did it again. It's all good, though. We here. I mean, damn.
What, we went through the whole song?
Oh, yeah.
God, how? That was fast.
I watched it, and I'm like, well, I'll go back to it in a second. Then we got on the conversation, and it just, you know.
Well.
It's kind of timed out.
Well, we'll stay over a couple minutes.
Hang on now.
Well, let me do my whole run through. Yes, sir.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Thursday, July 23rd, 2026. There we are.
I think in that situation, they start barring from the 24 or 28 hours we've done over the years.
Yes.
And just kind of deduct from that.
Right. Yes. And days when,
took an advance on
we that. Never were out during COVID, you know, even though they nope. And was there heat with me during that with you guys, by the way? Because I resisted doing the show from home. I
had to come in regardless. So
I said, I don't want to do a Zoom show. That will suck.
Well, it didn't sound good when we did that one time.
Well, it's just like,
I would love it if I had the setup.
We have a hard enough time talking not all over each other with being in the right. Same room. Being in different counties and on screen, that'd be rough.
Yeah, it'd be tough to do. I don't know how Kevin and Bean did it back in the day when old Gene moved across, out of the country.
He moved to Canada, right?
England, I think.
England.
And then before that.
Enjoy the protest.
Like before all of the advances in tech. Like, yeah. How do you make that work?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Even before the...
You left old Kevin and Socko and Mike by themselves.
God.
Wow.
Man, you know, that is actually something right there that to think about. I mean, you already had Stitch and, all of the... Yeah. What was the other one? The one that was so valuable and somebody bought it and just shelved it.
Oh.
It was a short video streaming platform.
What... Quibi was the one that was supposed to be quick movies, but it never took off.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart, I think, got behind that one.
Oh, and the guy from Universal. He, quit to go run that. He wanted to make 8 to 10 minute movies.
Oh, God.
You moron.
Because they're like, people's attention span, that's all they can take.
Quit playing into it, then. Put out movies that have us on the edge of our seat like he used to back in the day.
I know, right?
That's what does it. Dude, like they're doing it in Japan right now. Have you seen what they're doing with the 4D theaters?
4D?
Yes. Dude, it is the craziest thing that I've ever seen in my life. And again, dumb old me thought it was AI at first, but it ain't. They have, they take the movies, and whatever movies there are, when there's like a scene, like there's this one, I don't know if it's from the movie Final Destination, but in,
oh my God,
in the theater, they are showing this truck.
The log truck?
Yes.
Yeah, that's part one.
Okay, and they look like they're coming at you or whatever, and then all of a sudden, these plastic or maybe foam pieces of wood start shooting out of the screen into the audience.
Oh, my God.
There's another one where a volcano explodes and lava's going everywhere, and they shoot out orange foam out into the audience. And it's getting all over them, and they're just clapping
what?
So polite.
Yeah. They don't have adult theaters, do they?
We have kind of like that maybe in the Sphere because they did
Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz like that.
Yeah, but this is coming out the screen, and you're getting crazy. Wet and covered in like probably pool noodles and stuff, look like trees. It's just, what an experience.
This reminds me of, I won't say where it was.
Bring it to Cherrydale.
Yeah.
They might sell adult toys. And, we were looking at a toy, and this person who might work at the store might run it and said that this has the real stuff in it. It feels like the real stuff. I'm like, okay.
Oh, well,
that's what that reminds me of.
Yeah.
That would
some
never
happen.
Some
women out there want the full-on experience, you know?
It would never happen here.
Remember, there was the one that I carried it during in my company's catalog when we had it. There was one that you could put. It was not only dishwasher safe, but you could put it in the microwave.
Nice.
It was made of some kind of glass.
Oh, yeah. I remember those heat-up things.
Oh, they would get them real hot and then use them.
No, thank you.
Oh, Lord.
They would use them hot.
I know, man. Well, you don't want to put it in the freezer. You know how when you stick your tongue on a pole when it's outside.
Yeah.
you know. You
like old Ralphie.
You don't want...
Not on a frozen pole, no.
Yeah, you don't want to get your... Like, if you're out there and it's freezing outside, you don't want to put your lips on a pole.
Just, you got to do that indoors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, lips are good.
Room temperature.
You don't want to get your lips stuck to a pole if it's cold outside.
Get all creepy and
go
stuff.
Go kissing on it or something.
Smooching on the pole.
It ain't good.
Well. Anyway, if,
we might have a small snafu for later.
Why?
Yeah. When you go to the service we use, StreamYard is what I call it. And a lot of people use it. But
somehow.
We share ours with like about a humpteen million people. And if I want to connect to Facebook, usually, you know, it'll lose permission. You got to sign in. So I try to sign into it. But I got to give it a copy of my ID and a facial scan just to log in to approve a stream on the Rise Guys Facebook page.
Ooh.
Which I kind of can't do.
Why? Because you got that DUI.
Well, I can't do it. Rob handled that. I can't do the scan because I can't do it mobile because it's on the computer because we're not streaming mobile.
Oh.
And I don't want to send them my ID if I can help it.
God.
So it'll be on YouTube.
So that's how they will get, you know.
Oh yeah.
The way they're trying to do, which God man, part of me says, big deal. But then, because it's the way it is with everything, you know, with like TSA as a result of 9/11.
Yeah.
We're doing this to protect you. We're doing this to protect you. I really agree with what Australia's done with not letting teenagers get on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's a great idea.
Man, if
they mental health too.
If we could go back in time, I would go and beat up the Winklevoss twins. Fat boy, take out Zuckerberg. Paige, you've got the CIA.
All right.
These Winklevoss twins, they rode crew. They were strapping young men.
Were they?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, come on, man.
Ivy Leaguers.
What was the you've read the real Facebook timeline, right? Not the bull crap movie.
Like, I did read the timeline.
Yeah,
I don't know if that movie's well thought of as far as being accurate or close or what. They didn't have a lot of Sean Parker in it from a little bit, but not a lot from Napster. But he made a cameo. Well, Timberlake played him. So,
God, that's right. That's right. Yeah. So
I DUIs.
They had...
Oh, by termination.
I don't even want to look it up. I want to try to base this off of what I remember about it. But it was something that Zuckerberg was like, whatever.
Zuckle?
Like a tech guy. Zuck. Although now he looks... Somebody got... Either he was gotten a hold of by somebody or he just said, hey, I need to get a makeover. Because now he kind of looks like somebody that Drake would sign to a recording contract. He wears a gold chain. He has the hair's kind of coiffed now, you know.
He's doing his MMA, but he's a watch enthusiast. I heard somebody tell the story, and I forgot who it was, but they saw him. Zuck saw him from across the room because he had an AP.
God.
So he starts talking about his. Hey, is that an AP?
You better have a.
Which, how many people have those? That,
well, not many. I, God, what if it was a PP? You know.
I have a PP.
Philippe Petit.
Philippe Petit. Actually, in that circle, there's probably a lot of them, or a few. I wouldn't say a lot. But he noticed that one. I just can't remember who said
so
it.
So weird. You're sitting there looking at another man's jewelry. Like, right? I mean, but women do it, though. I mean, it's okay to do. You know, why is it men can't tell another man, hey, man, it's a nice $800,000 watch you have. That's really nice.
Women will fill each other up.
You think men ever just go up to another guy and ask the time just so they can look at the face of the watch to figure out what it is?
Probably.
It's not that I want to. People want me to see if mine feels like theirs, and I don't understand that.
Women in general are...
You weren't talking about boobs, Paige.
Real forward about that. Could you imagine if you got ball implants and I just walk up and say, hey, can I squeeze them? They look full.
Yeah, go ahead. Seriously, you won't be able to tell the difference.
It's so weird. Yeah, man. Nice.
It's actually
ball
a
implants.
Storage compartment. It's like a papoose with a kangaroo. I can put, you know, 1 ounce of shampoo there when traveling.
You got a smiley.
I mean, above 16-ounce bottle. What am I saying?
You got a smiley face ball like Charles Dance in Last Action Hero.
What if that's the thing that men needed larger testicles? It's like a fashion thing, like women. Like you have a Brazilian.
Or if you saw them. You know how embarrassing that would be?
What, if they were just gigantic?
No, like
please
I feel...
make it happen.
I feel bad for the women sometimes because you look and you're like, okay, with what women wear, you know if they've got, you know, what their breast size is. Could you imagine if that was the case with our nuts?
No. It's great.
Like they either stuck out a lot or not much.
Or not at all.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You have to have the front, you know.
Are there ball bulge. Cleavage? I would never show ball cleavage.
God.
I didn't have a push up.
Well, I mean, it depends on what kind of britches you're wearing, too. Like,
a little V cut in the.
Ooh,
yeah.
V.
Like the tightest fitting jeans. Kind of make Conway put his beard down, turn around, and look at you. Like,
what you got in there, boy?
I hate to sound like a simp, I really do. But it would be an odd feeling if the shoe was on the other foot and you're a guy who obviously had big ones and they were noticeable. And then you had women like drilling over them, like, oh my God, look how big
they are. Oh, that would be awful.
I hate that. It'd feel weird.
And then they go, with
are you looking at my nuts, woman? My eyes are up here.
That's all it's going to take is one woman to tell her husband, I'm one of those desperate housewives.
I don't like guys with scrawny testicles.
Conrad. If anything is going to save this marriage, it's going to be you getting bigger balls. Honey,
oh God,
I always let you get your way. No, I don't mean figuratively. I mean literally.
I can't tell you.
Even if you went to a remote and like a women would sign your nuts.
Yeah.
Like
instead
we used
of
to
boobs.
Sign, yeah.
We used to sign boobs. Dude, we'd have fans sign our nuts.
Can I touch them? Are they real?
Yeah.
God, I wonder who would be the... Well, that's stupid. I didn't even say it.
Come up.
Who would be the
kind of motorboat?
Sydney Sweeney of nuts.
Right.
Who would be comparable? She's got $1 million jugs. Like, who would have the...
Are they insured? Like, Lloyd's
You know
of
what?
London?
That's a great question. They
Dude,
should be.
That'd be another good phone scam, too. I wrote down 3 or 4 prank call ideas, but it's going to take, like, a 2-hour clip.
If she didn't insure them, old Scooter Braun probably did.
Scooter Braun. I want to call Lloyd's of London and try to, you know, get like crazy things. Like, what if I do have huge nuts and I want to get them? I may have.
What if?
I've got some guineas on the phone. I'm going to try out if I find the world book record.
It's you know,
the world book record.
Yeah.
What if you call Floyd's of London as a
hello.
Scam?
Hello.
Pub's open at 11 o'clock today.
Like, man, who are you trying to call?
He's trying to impress.
Hey, bring me some cigarettes or whatever you call them here.
Oh, my
we got some
Come
spirits.
On down to Floyd's of London. We don't mind big balls.
We like them. They're hot.
So the original, was it? It was either face swap or life swap or something like that. It sounded like wife swap. No.
Face.
The original thing that CIA or whoever... They wanted to find a way to get people the way they did with Pokemon Go, where they got people.
Oh, they're foursquared it for a while there.
Well, they also got Americans to go geomap the country for them in places.
Oh, the geocaching people used to do.
Well, the actual geomapping of the country, like there's places that the Google cars couldn't get, so they would put the Pokemons in like woods and stuff. You know, they were always in the craziest places because Google couldn't get there with the cameras. So
really?
Did.
That's brilliant.
It's brilliant, but it's awful.
Deviant.
So they wanted to find a way to get pictures of everybody, like, you know, in your family. They wanted to find out exactly where you live. They want all this stuff. And they just put it out there as a social media experiment, and everybody just hook, line it. They got the college kids first because college kids outed their parents on everything.
I would love to talk to whoever drives for Google Maps, are you local? Do they sub it out? And that camera is constantly spinning.
They do sub it out because I know someone who came here and was working for them.
Oh, I'd love to talk
to somebody. The Google people came in because remember they wanted to do. I don't know if it's still on there or not. Is there when you go to the radio station?
I don't know what you
station,
would search.
Well, the plan. The radio station. But they brought the Google cameras in here because they couldn't show our faces, so they told us to wear a mask. So I wore a leather GIMP mask.
Oh, you want to see if it's on there?
Yeah.
It's got to be on
but
there.
The,
we consented, right? We didn't tell them to take it off. Yeah, I did, though.
I think
yeah.
we all did.
Yeah.
Take it off there.
You weren't here? I thought I was here.
I just wonder how far the camera scans, where it goes.
Oh, I mean, it was this little...
Because they're not going down every street. There's no time.
No. Some of them I wouldn't if I were them.
So the technology is, but I love that you can do it with other countries too.
Some of them. Like, there's parts that, you know, like you can't see
over Amazon, you can't do it.
North Korea.
You call it to the border. You have to turn around. Looper said it's okay, I can do the impersonation.
Yeah, he said it was fine.
He is from the Axis of Evil.
God, I don't know how to find it now. I mean, I see the radio station on the map, but I don't see the little man to
click on it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It's the map search. You can't Google image search it because it was the actual studio.
Yeah. Wow, that's weird. Yeah, but anyway, that was kind of interesting. But yeah, whatever. So CIA had made this thing or whatever, and then they shut it down real abruptly. And then I want to say it was weeks later that Zuckerberg filed a trademark for Facebook, literally. Things like that have happened, like the radio communication.
Oh, yeah.
You found it.
Old Tesla.
So, yeah. I
don't know. Okay, now this says 2022.
I can tell by that car right there. That's about, right there. I can tell about what year that is.
Old Twisted Todd's old car. Oh, where ours at? What were we driving at this point?
I was parking back there in the back.
There's my red Camaro.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
You still had the red Camaro.
Yeah.
So are you supposed to click on the studio and then it comes up with a picture?
Yeah.
You go inside.
That should have been Hardee's, by the way.
The building. God, if that had been Hardee's.
He'd start crying.
I'd still weigh 300 pounds.
There's you walking to the dentist, actually, right here.
Oh, there I am. Taking the
driving to me.
Driving to the dentist across the parking lot.
Oh, no. This is in the afternoon. We're already gone. Look. Who is that?
Yeah, but in the building, though. Oh, no, someone's standing by their car. Oh, no. Who is that?
Somebody's getting in their car, and I can't tell who it is.
Oh. That's fun. If you have Google Maps, play along. You can see what we're looking at right now.
Oh, they're in the car. Then I can't go.
Like, you can't go above, up in the air. God, I feel like we're playing robots right now or Minecraft or whichever one.
I know.
There's the old studio if I click it. Like a picture's supposed to come up, right?
Yeah, but I think you got to be above it to click into the building.
Ooh, how do I get in there?
Google how to do that.
Can I climb the little tower here with my little Google finger?
I don't know. They're different. Like, there used to be a little man on here that you, grabbed him and stuck him on the street. And then the little...
Google Earth.
Google Earth.
Is that it?
It might be it. Boy, listen to that computer.
Yeah, this needs those processors.
Doing good.
Fan's going to be working overtime.
Golly, listen to that thing, man. That's like a turbine.
25 Garlington Road, Greenville. That's where we are.
No, Paige, not what Middle Easterners wear. It's a turbine. Turbine, the thing that's spinning in there.
There it is.
She was pointing at her head.
Oh, we're not on the roof when we did the Olympics, though. The Bologna Olympics.
Oh, no, that was fun. Aww. You would have been on the ground, actually.
I was on the ground. You two were on the roof. You and a former employee.
We were throwing bologna down to Fabio when he had to catch it in his mouth.
That was fun.
Can't mention his name, but it might be a number.
Surprisingly well. He did very good at it.
This is the roof don't even look real. It's not letting me. God dang it, though. That would not just go away. We'd still be on there.
Maybe it did go away because they were like, oh, gosh, we don't want our competitors seeing what we're doing in here.
Does Yahoo have a map?
It's embarrassing.
Maybe they put us on.
Sure it is.
We want to see what equipment they're using.
Right. Don't look in here.
We want to go to an antique store and buy a board like they have.
I know. We don't want people to say, wow, they're low tech.
Well, look, I ain't complaining. From what we started with to what we got now,
it's a lot better.
Night and day. We used to have burlap sacks hanging on the wall for sound compression.
And we used to have sleeping hole.
It was like moving blankets. I'm not even kidding you. Matter of fact, one of the first guests that we had in that studio was Matt Hardy. And the picture of us, we're standing in front of the traveling blankets hanging on the wall. And I don't. It looked like we were at some low rent Christmas cantata. Going to ask him to place that babe in swaddled clothes and lay it in the manager or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Did we get swerved?
I've seen it before. Maybe it's just gone now.
It's probably gone.
The Antarctica coast. You can't look at that anymore.
Outdated. Maybe people didn't want.
Oh, there's Magic 106.3.
No.
Why is it gone, man?
Do they have a little skull and crossbones for Rock 101? Gone.
Should.
But not forgotten.
The upstate.
Actually, when you click on the little tombstone there of Rock 101, it pops up with a little emoji of Stone Man saying, I'm on the planet now.
Not even in the country right now, you son of a
chick. You don't even have to get on the Wayback Machine to find that. Just listen here in about 8 minutes.
Look, there's the door open. You can see the chick about to come out. But I can't see her getting in the car.
Dude, scroll back over there and see if you still see the homeless living in the woods.
Mm.
Remember, there was a family of three.
Scary people living there, too.
Yeah.
Is there?
It was two men and a baby that lived out there. No, I'm kidding.
There's somebody.
It's a movie.
Yeah, that's right.
Ooh. Oh, that looks like a secret little gap right there.
Yeah, it was weird to like pull back there and you see like, oh my God, the woods are on fire. And you realize, oh, they're just staying warm.
Did you know there was a camera right there?
Oh, dude,
there's cameras everywhere.
There's a Palantir-like camera on that pole back there that I don't know if the government puts it on there, if we do.
Steve, let me get that password.
We have the security camera.
I guess they do that so crackheads won't go steal our copper.
Well, yeah.
Remember, they were doing that.
Do our vans.
Tweakers were...
slash our tires.
Yeah.
Letting
air out of Paige's tires.
Could they get electrocuted if they tried to steal it from us?
I wonder how many people have like been electrocuted trying to steal copper. Probably too many.
Plenty.
Too many. Gone too soon. Today's going to be one hell of a program. And I'm very excited about...
No.
Facebook fussing.
I'm interested in some of my characters.
Which character, Paige? Let's look at. Let's go back.
There was a question I had.
The first one, you're going to be playing the role of Brandy Orton.
Yeah, that one.
Brandy. She's mildly cross-eyed. So.
Oh.
You picture that.
She does the triple DKO as her finisher.
But nothing. Oh, okay. So it's kind of like Brandy Orton, but not exactly. I don't know what kind of
one. I said that one in particular she's talking about. I might know the people that are involved. And
oh, really?
They're really excited about that performance.
Oh, okay.
I am looking forward to that, but I got to be honest. I am looking more forward to your second role. That's the one that I changed the name to.
Can't find a hole, find a role.
And I'll tell you this, too. I asked Fatboy, I was like, who should I give this to? Should this be Paige or should this be Edith?
Oh.
Because Edith will be joining us in studio today.
Excited. Edith, wake up.
Our first Chattanoogan fan, that listener. I hate using the word fan. That sounds glorified. Listener, let's say that. Fan. That's.
Raymond said.
I mean, she is, but like I don't like you.
Raymond said, Edith's going to come in there before I am. I said, no, we got to get you here, too, man.
He's too busy hanging out at the dance halls. He's a.
I take it. I love watching this, like, but. Oh. I can't explain the dynamic of it, man.
What? It looks like I just bit into a lemon when you say certain things.
Yeah.
It's like you just walked by and farted and kept walking out. Did it look like.
I know if either one of us win Employee of the Month, we're the only people that work there. Give it to ourselves.
Ah, come on. That might be true. But Paige, I was trying to figure out which one would be the best. See, you know, Edith, she's just not just, but she's just like me and Fatboy. You're a thespian though.
Hey, girl.
Like you are a person who's shared the screen with the likes of Julia Roberts' brother.
Eric Roberts Rudolph.
One scene.
So, Butch Patrick is another one.
Wasn't in the movie with him.
What happened when Butch dropped his phone? Do you remember?
He's,
not Escobar, but...
He said GD on the radio, but you could hear it from his floorboard.
Unfortunately, I didn't get to see any monster. I'm kind of disappointed.
Yeah, he was in the movie, spoiler alert, but they didn't have a scene together.
No. I think he just filmed that one on his phone and just like texted it to you or something.
I think Paige is already dead at this point.
It was way gone.
But when you find out you're playing the complex role in today's Facebook question of one Wayne Gacy.
Yes, that's the other question I had.
So many questions for that. Will he sound... like
a serial killer.
John Wayne.
Oh.
But maybe with a little bit of an accent.
Yeah, I'm going to kill you, partner.
All right, partner.
That doesn't sound...
But a Mexican John Wayne.
Yeah,
he's about to kill you.
Juan Wayne Gacy. He's a Spaniard that dresses like a clown. Does a lot of work in his yard. Especially under the sun deck.
God dang it, I can't ever find a picture when I'm looking for it. I was going to send you a picture of Sign Guy. But I'll find it for you later.
Sign Guy. Dudley?
If you want Sign Guy.
Oh.
It's like, oh, I hadn't seen him in years. Still looks the same.
You know, that's one of those guys that I one of our first listeners.
He was hanging out with Action Jackson, Spartanburg County.
I can't believe he's still living. That guy.
He goes hard, man.
He goes hard.
He goes hard in the paint. You can still say that?
I think that's only reserved for basketball now.
Go hard in the paint. Leave you stinking, honky. What the you thinking, okay, honky?
Tim Looper, how did you do that?
What'd he do?
Looper just screenshot off of Google. Me on Google Maps wearing a Gimp mask. There I am.
Looper, tell us how you found it, because I searched a ton of stuff.
Fat I am. Jesus.
Fat ass piece of junk. You're going to get diabetes again.
You know, I didn't say Jesus Christ. I said Jesus crap, and that's worse.
That is.
But it smells lovely, though.
Holy.
Maybe you'll be here when he comes back.
Wow, that's wild. Well, Looper, share your hack on how you found that. If you had it saved on your phone, that's weird. But if you just found that live, tell us how. I want to go around the room.
What if you did have it saved? God dang, I got distracted now by
Tim.
Women on
Tim.
So Paige, Juan Wayne Gacy. You know, let's. Okay, I'm the director. Okay, Paige.
Oh my God.
Let's hear your Juan Wayne Gacy, and not with any notes from me, the writer, but just.
Well, I'm reading it cold, as you know. So.
Well, put on a jacket, you bitch. No, I know you're talking in actor lingo. Cold meaning you're.
I have to get in. I'm a Hispanic serial killer. Is that where I'm?
It doesn't say that. It
that'd be great.
It just
if you
says
were.
One Wayne Gacy.
Oh, I don't want to give it away though. I don't want to give too much away.
Well, they do still do batting practice for the ball game.
All right, I'll give you one line. You know, Auntie M. That's all I'm gonna say.
What the?
I don't even know where you're looking. You read Richard JPEG's line there.
He stole parts, you part stealer.
And Richard JPEG is Fat Boy. And
oh,
my.
Richard JPEG. See, don't read my role. I'm Auntie Emma. I'm going to play a little old woman, Auntie Emma. Her last name is Grant. Yo, you wait till you hear who Edith is playing. Paige has one Wayne Gacy.
I'm working on
okay,
this.
I will take the
one Wayne.
I'll take Fat Boy's role here and from the top. Can somebody explain why Dollar General had 9 people unloading a truck, 3 managers walking around with a clipboard, and 1 poor cashier with a line backed up to the frozen pizzas? I was there so long that my ice cream turned into chocolate milk.
Richard JPEG.
It's not Latin enough. I don't.
It's not.
You sounded like.
I'll work on it.
Stack those roll
you sound like Johnny White Man Smith talking there.
They standard around.
Why don't.
They're stuck in shivs, man.
I you know. That
practice that. I played the music 10 minutes ago, literally, so why don't we take a break?
We'll take a break.
Yeah.
And you might hear us again.
Maybe.
Or it might be like a minute and a half phone scam to keep us on time. But regardless, we'll be back. Good morning, man.
This is the Rise Guys, Matt Mann, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hello?
Tom, this is Jack. I'm calling down the street. I live off of Maryland.
Kiss my ass.
What?
Hello?
Hey, Tom, this is Jack Tripper calling down the street. Hey, I got to ask you something about Halloween this year. You going to be doing trick-or-treating this year?
Kiss my ass.
Excuse me?
Hello?
Tom, if my kid gets one more stapler in his back, I'm going to beat your ass.
Kiss my motherfucking ass. Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Not much. Just
what are you doing? What are you doing?
Nothing.
Do you have any money?
Huh?
What are you doing?
In the bed.
Do you have any money?
What?
Do you have any money?
Is this Terry?
Me, baby. Me.
Huh?
Me.
Who?
Do you have any money?
Is this Terry?
I love you. Me, baby. Me.
Huh?
Me.
Who?
Me.
I don't know who you sound. Is this
you
Terry?
You don't give a shit. You f***er. You f***er.
bitch!
You a motherfucker. Hello?
Put two of them up your ass. F*** you!
F*** your damn self, motherfucker.
You know what I was thinking?
I don't give a damn what you thinking.
I've been doing push-ups.
Stop that motherfucking shit.
It's where you lay down flat on the ground, and then you let your butt lift you up off the ground.
You kiss my ass.
See? It's simple.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Oh, God. All right. Good morning, I'm Paige.
Hello.
Well, in a zombie apocalypse, most people would want a doctor as a companion, not an MMA fighter.
Hey. a doctor instead of an MMA person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Can we call it biracial martial arts, please, instead of mixed? Thank you.
That's true. Interracial mixed arts.
So.
Oh, no, it's martial, isn't it?
In a poll, they gave 6 choices of various occupations, and most people will want a doctor by their side.
Now let you clear your throat.
Sorry about that.
I loved it.
You got to pound yourself in the chest.
Is that what I got to do? Okay. 6th place.
You got to squeeze them.
3%.
God almighty, wow.
Want a pilot.
Jesus.
5% want an MMA fighter.
Don't look over here for a few minutes.
4% want a ship captain.
Ship captain.
Pace, yeah. You scroped yourself, and it was lovely.
And then here's the top 3. At 3rd place, an ex-police officer.
Why ex?
I want a real one. A real firefighter, a real police officer.
He's probably on the take. You know, took a few bucks. Yeah.
I want a man that says, I got you. I can take care of this. That's hot. I am 911, baby.
So you don't want to do anything. That's what you're saying.
No, I like a real man. 2nd place,
I got you.
Engineer.
Peanut head ass fat hoe.
You want a man who brings home the bacon beard oil and you put it on it. Okay.
I want. I don't want him to groom himself. I want to give him a facial and then.
Nice.
She's a handler.
And then groom him.
I see him sitting there like a cat trying to give himself a bath.
Yeah, just sitting there. She comes around with the loofah, and he's just pawing at her. Get out of here.
Just talk about giving him a facial and backshals and...
Yeah.
Like, really, cats everything else. Really give, like, a bitch slap. Like, a bitch slap. Just,
stop.
Get out of here.
Stop.
They do it with just incredible quickness, too. Well, twice before you even realize it.
Do you remember My Cat from Hell? They kept wanting to have the guy on. I think we did a couple times, and I forgot his name. But every episode, he's getting just, like, torn up.
By the kitty?
Yeah, he's trying to train people's cats. It was called My Cat from Hell.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, God.
It was like...
It didn't translate well on the radio, either.
No, it didn't. It was a good show. Almost as good as Venomer.
Venomer.
Yeah.
What was that?
People go to the hospital because they got snake bit.
Oh, Venom ER.
Yeah,
okay, yes.
Well, I mean...
Got bit by a snake.
It kind of makes sense in a zombie apocalypse that you'd want a doctor. That's in case.
Well, I mean, if you don't have any supplies, then it's no good.
Well, a doctor could take care of you if you're bitten by a zombie, but in most cases, you're going to die and become a zombie.
Is there some kind of thing on that? Like, would they treat it as rabies? Like, in other words, doctors aren't under any kind of zombie protocol, right? I mean, like. Without that movie, Return of the Living Dead or whatever started the whole zombie thing, like, where did that come from? Like, why would we have, in other words, like...
Who created zombies?
We know about space because they told us about space.
Mummies. Yeah.
And we saw the fake video. We you know. But with that, like, where does that come from? Was that total science fiction? Or was there some kind of, like, back during the Black Plague where people were smelling like pus and stuff?
Maybe it was mummies.
I think it was mummies.
And they just took it from that. Like, maybe. It's like, what if he wasn't wrapped in toilet paper? He'd be a zombie.
And, you know, like we did a story about a child. They thought the child was dead and put her in the morgue.
Yeah.
For him.
Hey, Matt.
Like, I mean, if you can't suture anything, a doctor's not going to do you any good. I could put a chest tube in if I had to. Tim Blade, Fifth Intercostal, shout out.
Damn. All the nurses out there. Very nice. Look at that. Do you have someone?
Watch a YouTube video. If you go into AFib, you need a PICC line, I'd do that for you, too.
Wow.
Might kill you, but...
I think he's watching that show on HBO.
Hey, did you get mouth-to-mouth, not him?
Oh.
She gives it... Oh, I can't say that. God dang it.
I know. You're thinking A to M, weren't you? That's what I was thinking. Oh, I did it backwards. Sorry.
CPR.
It's like farm to table. Mm-hmm.
Let me get on this way.
Paige.
God.
Sir. Oh.
If you gave Paige chest compressions, you have to give her, like,
you
elbow drops.
You'd end up touching yourself in the face.
I know. You'd have to, like, fall on her.
It'd be like Domino's, like every, not the pizza place, but you would go and do chest compressions. You'd knock yourself out. Another guy would come try to do it.
They're
just
not trampolines.
You'd have to like, do I smack these together to get you to breathe? Like, what's up?
My God.
Paige brought to you by Big Air.
Big Air.
I don't know. Is that just a local or is that a franchise? Big Air.
I know they got a few here, but
they
like,
have all different.
Are they nationwide?
I don't know.
Shout out, Big Air. We love having you.
Anywhere where you know the trampolines are for.
Mm-hmm. Even in the bathroom. Hey, hey, man, are you peeing everywhere? I'm like, yeah, I can't stop jumping. It's hard to take a dump in there. Cause
moing, moing. Yeah.
Even the toilet's a trampoline.
I know it. Look like an umbilical cord was still attached at one point.
Oh, my
God. Oh, man. I laughed so hard, I just pulled a muscle. Shoot.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, man, that baby's got a lot to work with. That's the cord, sir.
Oh.
It's not his game.
I thought you were talking about my muscle.
Nobody's goober comes out of their stomach. It's your dog.
You have a freaking hernia, if that's the case.
Well,
you have a boner, not a hernia.
And those are your
eyes. It's down there, not
headlines.
Up here. Thank you, Paige. Wow. Fantastic.
Oh, boy.
I am awaited with fresh breath for your role today of of Brandy Orton. I really...
Brandy.
I can't wait to hear that.
I enjoyed the names.
Had
a fun time.
The names are the most fun part because, like, the only thing we have to change really is, you know, take certain things out and then cut out some of the stuff that makes it not funny.
Yep. I didn't even get to use Booty Collier. I'm going to have to save that name for later.
Oh, God. Well, the one name that you're going to be playing yourself, in the one you changed the names of, I was like, I can't wait to hear the, you know, with like Brandy Orton, you got an idea that one of the names is, well, I don't want to give them all away because that's part of the fun.
I know. It's not Barry Magdalene, by the way.
Oh, thank God.
No. God, I think of themes with names, like, let's change it to where everybody's got like a name, like a similar name. And I always forget, like, which one to do.
Oh, well, I did that with remember the Gabes? Like, guys, first name's Gabe. I hate my last name. So you had Gabe.
Athouse was one.
Gabe Athouse. Gabe Aby.
That was one.
Gabe Ellie. Then you Gabe Ellie. And then you Gabe, and your last name's Anchor.
Mm.
Gay banker.
Oh, okay.
Gay barber. Last name's Arbor. Gay barber. And then I had the whole Cam Newton John series I was going to do as well.
Oh, I don't even want to do the script. Let's
you
just
had
do names.
Tim Buck Jr. and everybody calls him Tim Buck too.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.